The wage board appointed by Governor Cuomo voted unanimously to phase in a major increase in the minimum wage for fast food workers over the next few years. Board chair and Buffalo mayor Byron Brown.
That provide for $15 an hour statewide. By 2018 in New York City.
In 2021 for the rest of the state. Board members say the long phase-in takes into account concerns expressed by the industry. The new rules will apply to fast food chains operating 30 or more establishments nationwide. Fast food workers who were part of an organizing effort by unions and progressive groups were jubilant. Rebecca Cornick, a Wendy's worker, says the extra money will make a big difference in her life.
I've been skipping much-needed doctor's visits and medicine, putting my health at risk. Not having the proper food to eat with my health conditions. Everything costs time and money. And I've had neither of those as a Wendy's employee. But all that is about to change now.
Governor Cuomo also spoke at the rally, saying the state's current minimum wage is simply unsustainable.
You cannot live and support a family on $18,000 per year in the state of New York, period. That's why we have to raise the minimum wage.
Cuomo predicts other states will follow New York's lead and also adopt $15 an hour minimum wages. Several cities have already voted to increase their minimum wage to $15. Cuomo says he hopes to extend the higher minimum wage to other industries as well. Since Republicans in the state legislature have been reluctant to approve bills, a likely vehicle will be through more wage boards appointed by the governor. The board's decision angered some restaurant owners and business leaders. The state's restaurant association calls it an extremist policy that singles out one sector of one industry, and they said the wage board was stacked against them. Ken Pokalski with the state's business council predicts that the new rules, which will increase pay and therefore labor costs by 70% for fast food operators, will only speed up a growing trend, the automation of many fast food services.
The store is going to kiosk-based ordering, which eliminates a position. You see using machines to fill, soda cups, which eliminates at least a partial position. It's not realistic to believe that the sector sees only one option, is I have to keep paying the same amount of people twice as much money for the same amount of profit.
He predicts there will be lawsuits. The recommendations voted on by the wage board now go to Governor Cuomo's labor commissioner, who will publicly post them for a 15-day comment period. After that, the new rules for increasing the minimum wage to $15 for fast food workers over the next few years can go into effect in 45 days. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.